In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear Reverend Fathers, dear faithful, how do we know who God is? We know through our Lord Jesus Christ, who reveals God to us. This is particularly true for the passion and death of our Lord, the Last Supper, and our Lord's Passion. We know that for any person, they most manifest who they are at a time of great crisis. And this is certainly true of our Lord when he comes to the climax of his life. What does he show us about God? Who is our God? Our God is humble. Our God is very humble. This is what he manifests to us. Each event of the Last Supper and the Passion is a manifestation of our Lord's humility. And there are many aspects of our Lord's humility that I could speak about, but I want to focus on one particular characteristic of his humility. And this is that our Lord humbles himself so as to manifest his love for us and to do good to us. His humility is a means to show his love and to do good. The great means of God to do good to us is humility. We could say that our Lord has a choice to make between two things, justice and love. If he clings to justice, then he's also going to cling to his Godhead, to his infinite dignity. If he chooses love, then he's going to lower himself. He's going to stoop down to communicate to us his goodness. We know what he chose. The three episodes of the Last Supper that we particularly celebrate tonight are all very great manifestations of God's humility and therefore of his love for us. St. John starts off his narration of the Last Supper by telling us about these three acts, saying that our Lord, knowing that his hour was come, that he should pass out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And then our Lord suddenly rises from table without saying anything. He girds himself with an apron, and then he goes to each of the apostles, stoops down, and starts bathing them, starts washing them with his own hands, washing their feet. And he does this in order to instruct them. These poor apostles are like us. They are full of themselves. They are full of pride. They don't understand our Lord. They don't understand their God. He needs to teach them. And so he performs this act as a symbol of what they must be. And the future Pope, who does not perform well this night, Peter, throughout the Last Supper, is opposing our Lord. He is opposing God with his pride. Peter wants to refuse. Peter has a humility, but it's what we call a false humility. It's pride dressed up as its opposite number. Pride disguised precisely as humility. Where St. Peter says, "Oh Lord, you will not wash my feet." Our Lord has to appeal to St. Peter's loyalty. "Unless I wash your feet, you will not have any part in me." After our Lord performs this great act of humility, he gives them the lesson. He gives us our lesson, we who are followers of our Lord Jesus Christ. Know you what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If then, I being your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that as I have done to you, so you do also. This is a crucial lesson that our God is teaching us on this night. We often have to humble ourselves in order to do good to others, in order to love others, especially those who are closest to us. We have to be willing to humble ourselves. Second great event of this night is the institution of the priesthood. You know that there is a certain class of prideful people that we call micromanagers. Micromanagers do not want to surrender their own power. They can't trust anybody to do a job because they believe that they are the only ones good enough to do the job. And so they do not surrender their power. They do not delegate their power. Or if they do delegate their power, they only delegate it to take it back. They only give the power and assign tasks in order to stand over someone and effectively tell them at every stage what they have to do, instead of truly letting them do the job that they've been assigned. Our God is not a micromanager. Our God is a humble God. He so delegates tasks to us, his fallible creatures, that he gives to priests a task which is tied to the very purpose of his creation. The whole reason he made us is so we can get to heaven. And he's giving this job to us, his priest, to get you to heaven. He delegates this task. He gives us the power to accomplish it. Why would he do such a thing? When clearly, especially as manifest today, priests are very weak instruments for the accomplishment of his will. Again, he humbles himself in delegating this power. Because he loves us, he loves to give us the power to do good. And so he communicates to the priest a supernatural power. And what are the apostles doing when he's making them priest? It's incredible. They don't understand their God. There was strife among them, which of them should seem to be the greater. The apostles were arguing about which one of them was the most awesome. Who's the goat among the apostles? Who's the greatest among us? I think I am. These are the first priests that our Lord ordains. So our Lord teaches them again. He said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and they that have power over them are called beneficent, but not so you. But he that is greater among you, let him become as the younger, and he that is the leader, as he that serves." But then the third great event of this Last Supper is an act of humility so great that our Lord has to use his divine power to accomplish it. He uses his divine power to humble himself beyond the power of any creature, so reducing himself as to place himself under the appearances of bread and wine, to make himself present in the most blessed sacrament, in these most infirm species, inanimate matter, dead matter. The greatest act of humility is the greatest act of love. Our Lord, because he's divine, he has this greater power of loving. He's love itself. And he uses humility as the means to accomplish his love. He wants to give himself to us. He wants to communicate himself to us. And so he invents the Blessed Sacrament, the greatest sacrament, the Mass. Our Lord tells the apostles at the Last Supper, "Greater love than this no man has, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And he gives his life to the apostles. He feeds them with his own life right there, the Last Supper, the night before he dies for them. The greatest act of humility is also the greatest act of love. And this great act of love will be met on the part of one of the apostles, Judas, with a very great pride. So important that we be willing to receive what God wants to give us. There is a certain humbling on our part. We must be willing to receive gifts from God. Judas is not willing to receive. He receives, but receives badly. He has other plans besides the plans of our Lord. He has another idea besides what our Lord has in store for him. And he goes out to betray our Lord. He leaves the banquet a new priest, a first communicant, to betray the humble God to his creatures. My dear faithful, our Lord is the revelation of God to us, and our God is very humble. And we follow this God. We adore this God. We especially have this privilege to attend this liturgy, one of the great joys for us as Catholics is to be able to participate in the Mass itself, in this true Mass, where we are able precisely to humble ourselves, to fulfill our desire, to humble ourselves before our humble God. We kneel at the communion rail, we receive our Lord on the tongue. Tonight, we adore him at the altar of repose, spend time in adoration of our God. But this must not be all. We must also follow the example of our Lord in our homes, in our life. We humble ourselves. We follow the example of our Lord by humbling ourselves before our loved ones, precisely in order to show them love and win them to the good, communicate good to them, do good to them. This is how we truly live as Catholics who follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.